Today, we're talking all about free time games. We're going to give you 6 pre-service games that are our favorite in our youth ministry.
Pre-service games. These are free time games that your students are going to want to play and that you're going to want to have available for them to play when they're arriving like 30 minutes to like 5 hours before service even starts, before your midweek program even starts. We all know those kids. Parents drop them off like way too early, but we're not going to go into that today, but we are going to talk about these pre-service games, right?
I wonder if everyone has that problem or if it's just me.
I think so.
Last week, I had a kid show up about an hour and a half early.
It's pretty good.
And I was like, hello. Because we were like,
your parents don't drop them. I mean, they drop them off, but they don't come in.
No, his mom was long gone. Yeah. Long gone. I'm like, oh, you're early. Because we were still working. So anyways, yeah, it's really a great idea. Like Jeff said, whether it's your midweek or your weekend, to have something for people to do. And these, I'm going to talk about the ones that I use that are some of my favorites for our church and our youth group. Because here's the thing. I've had people push back on some of these in the past to say like, well, people should just like talk and engage right. And all of that, which is super true. Like,
hello, I'm a new person. Let me go ahead and talk to everybody right now.
And I mean, we're talking about 13-year-olds too. So it's like, how do we engage them? Yes, through conversation. And then why don't you come join us? Mm-hmm. And so now we're doing something together. We're building that relationship. And it just takes the pressure off and the edge off of like, we have to stand around and talk. And if I don't have anyone to talk to, I have nothing to do.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a youth ministry strategy of how we're reaching out to visitors, new people, maybe the socially, and even if you're a very socially together person, chit-chatting for 10 minutes pre-service is sort of like, all right, like, how's your weekend? Cool. All right. let's go do something fun. So we want to have things available to build connection, to build relationship, and the conversation happens whilst you're doing it.
Right.
And I've noticed I have the best connection with kids while we're doing something like these that we're going to talk about together. So our favorite is Ultimate Foursquare. Any given Sunday or Saturday night, you will find me playing Ultimate Foursquare way too competitively with the students. So basically what it is you tape off a Foursquare in your room. I like to put it in the junior high room. So we're all in the room. And if you're not playing, you can just watch and hang out. And so basically you have to serve it underhand and it has to bounce into somebody else's square. When it comes to you, it can bounce once in your square and then you have to hit it. If you're able to catch it before it bounces in your square, it kind of becomes like dodgeball. Mm. And you can take 2 steps and then you throw it.
And everybody kind of scatters to get
away. Yeah, so you want to do it quick. You can throw it at anybody playing the game with you. And then they are out if you hit them. If they catch it, you're out. If you miss, you're out. Mm. So it takes on like a junior high flavor to it when you mix the ultimate part is like the dodgeball part. So that is super fun. And I think it's one of those games that people can learn very quickly, except they always hit overhand, underhand, underhand, underhand. And like I can teach a new student really quick if they're just kind of standing there awkwardly and don't know what to do. I'll be like, why don't you get in line? Well, I don't know how to play. Oh, it's so easy. I'll teach you really quick. And then now they have a line to stand in, a place to be, other kids that they're mingling with, and they're not an awkward wallflower.
Right.
And even if I go and talk to them, like, I can only ask you so many questions before it's like, well, let's go like do something, huh? You know, so anyways, Ultimate Foursquare is our favorite. So that is great because it requires no setup. Once you tape it off, I just leave the tape there. I don't take it up and put it back every week. I just have this old masking tape, painter's tape, whatever on my floor. All you need is a bouncy ball, playground ball, whatever to play with, and you're good to go.
If you guys want any of the supplies we're talking about in any of these games, check in the links description below, whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on a podcast, they'll be there. If you haven't already noticed by now, and if you've watched our videos before or listened to our podcast, Kristen has lost her voice.
Yet again, due to youth ministry.
She's mid-event for her youth ministry and she lost her voice. It's actually sounding pretty good today. We're about
today's my best day.
3 days off of your event and it's now starting to come back. So that's a good sign.
I was emceeing a very intense event where the kids compete the whole time and I was leading the game, so I'm doing all these rounds of like 3, 2, 1 pull, like tug of war and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's the price you pay for youth ministry. All right, number two, and this is probably the only one I've gotten major pushback on in the past, is video games. And it's from, you know, a parent who's like, they don't need to be playing video games. Oh, let me tell you why we have video games in the room. This is a true story. I have students who come to all three of my weekend services just so that they can play Switch. And they'll sit in church and they'll sit with me. They'll listen to my sermon 3 times. They'll worship 3 times. They'll play the game 3 times. In between services, they're playing video games. They're playing Switch because they're not allowed to play it at home or they don't have it. And it brings the people in. And when there's that, again, that new kid who comes in and maybe they're not super talkative or social, you can put a controller in their hand and I'll play with them. I'll say, I challenge you to a game of Mario Kart, you know? And so it's social. It's not like I'm just like, okay, shut up, go over there in the corner and play your video games. You know, I'm like, do you want to play Smash? Oh, yeah. I don't play Smash. I don't really know how to play Smash, but I do know how to play Mario Kart and I'm very good. So,
and there is a lot of conversation and communication going on and they're building those relationships.
It's not like we're dead silent staring at a screen.
If it was one kid playing video games by themselves, that would be a little sad.
And have you ever noticed? True. And I've also noticed that, especially with boys, good conversation happens side by side, not face to face. So if I'm sitting next to a boy and I'm like, what school did you say you went to? And we're not making eye contact, but we're choosing our character and our car. Oh, I go to this school. Oh, is this your first time at our church? Or where have you gone in the past? Or, you know, what grade are you in? And he's so much more talkative than if I corner him and I'm looking at him in eye contact and I'm having this conversation with him. But it's like, if him and I are doing something he enjoys together side by side, he's much more talkative and he feels the pressure's off because the people in the room aren't looking at him anymore because he's sitting down doing something. So I bought my kids a Switch for their Christmas present last year. It was like one big present to the youth ministry. So they have been obsessed with that. We also have a Wii. I don't know if consoles are nationally popular or regionally popular. My kids love the Switch and the Wii. So that's what I've stuck with and what I go with. Make sure you get multiple controllers so that you can have at least a 4-player going. I think that's always fun. And again, it invites spectators. And so even if you're not playing the game, I'm by the people playing a game. So I'm doing something.
Right.
And people ask, well, who's winning? And, oh, I think he's going to win. And, oh, Kristen's in the lead. And it creates a vibe. Yeah. And it's a lot of fun. So video games are my second favorite. Mario Party is pretty sweet also. That's probably what I'm going to buy them for Christmas this year. Like, on Switch. It's just, we played it at a friend's house. I'm like, this is so fun. I got to get it. So, number three, we've talked about before. We have a whole review video on Castle Sports 9-Square.
So awesome.
9-Square is like, I feel like 4-Square 2.0 because now you can play 9 people at a time.
Yeah.
And it's basically like volleyball in the air. Volleyball / 4-Square in the air. So it's like the square is above your head and the server is in the middle and they hit the ball into someone else's square. If it comes in your square, you have one hit to hit it out into someone's square. If you get out, you get in line and everybody rotates and they advance to the next square if the person that got out is in a square ahead of them. So it's super fun. The Castle Sports one is really cool because it has adjustable legs. So if you're playing with like little kids, you can go to the bottom one. And so it's not super high. If you're playing with like high school or young adult, you can go to the top one. Because some of my leaders will play with the junior hires and they're like
looking
dominating
over it.
Because they're so tall, like nobody can beat them. So you can adjust the length of that. So I set 9 square up depending on what we're doing. Sometimes I set it right outside the room, like in our outdoor kind of patio area. If kids are coming on a Tuesday night, they get their snacks and they like kind of wander outside and we have 9 square going on and it moves pretty quick. And that's what I like about it. Like if you get out, you're in within like probably 2 minutes max because my kids
are not even that
good at it. So yeah, probably about a minute you're back in. And so that's one of our absolute favorites. You should check out the review.
Make sure you check out that video we did. We'll link it below and also maybe put a card for you to click on if you're watching on YouTube. And also Castle Sports has given us a discount code. If you use discount code Ministry Coach at castlesports.com, you can get $50 off your Castle Sports 9 square Castle squares, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. And this is one, like it's so mobile. Yeah. Like we just put it up, we put it in its little zipper bag and we take it to camp. We take it to the beach. We take it everywhere. And it like literally takes.
Yeah. In the video, we timed it and it took, it's
at
like,
our best, it was like 3 to 5 minutes to set up or something.
5 minutes to set up, but that we'd only done it like a few times. Yeah. So it only took 5 minutes and it was only 3 minutes for one person to tear it down. So it was like super simple. It's like not a waste of like, oh, now we have to go and set that up. No, it's like really
so
fast.
Easy. Yeah. And I talk about in the video, I tried to build one. I'm like, buy one. Yeah, I'll show you. We never used it because it was a pain in the neck. Okay. So another one we do all the time is Gaga Ball. So this is one that has not gone out of style yet, which also Foursquare, like you think of how long Foursquare has been around. Making it ultimate adds a new dimension, but Gaga Ball, I feel like has been around for at least 10 years. You know, it's like going strong. So we built one outside a Gaga pit. I think there's way more convenient, like setup, easy setup Gaga pits available now. We had built one out of wood. I say we, I'd had nothing to do with it. I don't know who built that thing.
It appeared one day.
It's on its last leg. I do know that the kids are very hard on it. Shocker, right? But yeah, it's almost like a pentagon shaped wall pit. And then you get in the middle, you have like a playground bouncy ball and you have to hit it at other people. And if you get hit from the waist down, you're out. So if you hit it out of the pit, you're out. If you get hit, like your feet, your knees, whatever, you're out and you're trying to be the last one standing. So I just throw a ball in our pit. And when kids arrive, they just jump right in the Gaga pit and they play. And so that's another great, just we're hanging out. We need something to do kind of game. It's not mobile. Mine isn't mobile. I know they sell mobile ones. One of my goals is to upgrade ours in the next year or two and make it a little more convenient. Cause I'd like one that I can put in the auditorium, put inside. Ours just stays set up outside kind of in like a patio type of area.
Yeah. And you brought up a good point. These, the ones we're talking about today, these are specifically the kind of games that they're just there and kids can play them. It doesn't need to be organized. Like you don't have to have a leader. All right, everybody, come over here. We're going to do this. These are things that's like, yeah, you leave a ball in the Gaga pit. They just play it. They just go and do it.
They just show up either before service or like when you dismiss and they stay after service before pickup. It's just something for people to do, you know, have that activity, pick it up and let's get going. Mm. So number 5 is table games. And by that, I mean things like foosball, air hockey, ping pong. And those, I find someone is always getting rid of those things, you know, because they're large and people want them out of their house when their kids get older. And they're like, get this out of my garage, get this out of my game room. And so if you look, if you're willing to go pick it up, chances are you will find a free one. I have found free ones to the point where if I had accepted every single one that was offered to me, I could open a refurbished shop of here's all the ping pong tables in the world because people always want to get rid of them. So right now I have a foosball table and an air hockey table in my room. And that's just like another, like something's here, we can play it. We used to have the Hotshot basketball, mm-hmm. and it was like the one that has the, it's digital and
two hoops and people can compete against each other and shooting baskets. Yeah.
You shoot the basket and it has a return and a timer and you score points. I had to get rid of mine because again, my kids are so hard on things. Yeah. I don't know if that's just us or it's all students, but they lean up against that return and it broke and I had it fixed and it broke and it fixed it like so many times. So what I actually ended up doing, because they were begging for more basketball, is I had a hoop, just a regular basketball hoop mounted in my room. Our ceiling is high enough and it's not meant for like an actual basketball game, but you could just shoot. You could play horse or pig or whatever on it. And first weekend, I said, don't dunk on my hoop. Don't dunk on my hoop because...
Oh, you got to defend your hoop then if you don't want someone to dunk on it.
Well, the junior hires can't because they're too little.
But high school
Here comes
can.
A giant high schooler and I said, don't dunk on my hoop. I'm not even touching it. I'm like, yes, you are. You keep touching it. I said, it's going to fall. Don't... What happened? It's already halfway off and on its maiden voyage. So just make sure you put it at the correct... height to where I didn't want it to be able to hit the lights when they shoot, but I didn't want them to be able to dunk and I failed. So whatever.
Yeah, that's another good point you bring up is that when you guys get, I mean, if you're getting it for free, that's one thing. If someone donates it, you know, whatever. But if you're actually going to make a purchase for something, make sure you spend the extra few dollars to get the one that's like heavy duty or the extreme version, because kids are rough with that
stuff.
They
are so rough.
And maybe they would be if it was their own too, but when it's not there specifically, I feel like it's just...
Every single cup holder in Jeff's van is broken.
Destroyed.
To this day.
And I'm like, I don't know how you could be or why you would be rough with a cup holder.
They're rough with everything. Everything. They must destroy. They just have this destructor gene where they're like, I see something. It must be broken. You know, I don't know why. I don't know why. So yeah, those kind of are those fun pickup games. I think ping pong is a blast. You know, I wish I could fit one in my room.
There's actually this thing called hyper pong, which is... like a ping pong table or table tennis, but it's square and the net is split four ways. So you can actually have four people play. Theoretically, if you had a regular ping pong table, you can just play doubles. Yeah. But this one has it marked off where you have your own section, which I thought was kind of cool. It's about the same price, I think, as a regular ping pong table, but it might be a good variation. I've never played it. It just looked like it was fun.
Well, ping pong is always fun. So, and then lastly, kind of that random, it's always out, just pick it up, do something with it, is board and card games. Mm. Now, I think this is a little more suited for high school than for junior high. I think junior hires can do it. I just think they need someone to initiate it. Like if a leader was sitting at the table and the leader was going to pick up the game with them and do it. Like our high school ministry, they have this really cool big farm table with like card games and board games. And I see students just pick it up and they start playing. So things like, I don't know if you guys have ever played Anomia, probably my favorite game, like card game or board game, whatever. It is so much fun. And the cool thing about it is you can stop at any time. Mm-hmm. So service is about to start and you can just end, like no big deal. Another fun one, it can be a little juvenile, so don't get the little kid one, but I think there's one for like families, like all ages, headbands. Mm. That's the one that you like put the thing on and it has a clue and the person wearing it, like other people have to tell them, like give them clues so they can guess the card on their head. They also make an app for that one. And throw burrito. That one is pretty legendary, super duper fun.
They actually make an outdoor version or... It can be indoor and outdoor, but it's like giant inflatable version of it.
I've never played that one. Yeah. I've seen it. So yeah.
It's like the extreme version of it. So.
Yeah. So just little games like that, that they're just out and available. And this isn't really a game, but it's worth mentioning. I like also putting those grown-up coloring books and markers out. And I do have kids that use them. So I have like a coffee table and a couch and I have this like basket and I just throw a bunch of markers in there and coloring books and just they're there. Like if you really are stuck and you have nothing to do. And again, it's the size of your group too, because I'll have like usually just me and one other leader on the weekends. And so if I, like, I try to talk to every kid, but if they don't know anyone, well, when I'm done talking to you, what are you doing? Mm. You know, I'm trying to introduce you to other kids, but you're nervous. And so it just gives one more option of something to do. They can color and just sort of sit there until church gets started. So it's not a game, but it is an activity that my kids still like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Going to your point too about how, you know, when there's something to do, then you kind of get to know each other. It reminded me of, do you remember the movie Big with Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
So there's a scene where he's in the toy store when he's big and he's running around playing laser tag with like some kid. And then all of a sudden in the middle of it, the kid goes, "What's your name?" And he goes, "Josh." He's like, "I'm going to kill you, Josh," or whatever, as they're like shooting. But it was like, that's so true, because that's how kids, or, you know, students will be, where it's like, we started playing a game.
Yeah.
Later on, I asked you what your name was, where it's like most kids wouldn't just walk up to someone, "Hi, what's your name?"
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really happen. But like in the middle of playing, in the middle of doing something, they kind of build those connections in that community.
Exactly. So. Yeah. And we want to make them feel comfortable. Honestly, like the goal for me is always create an environment that people love to be in and want to come back to. And if that means I need a switch in my room, then I mean, it works. Like I said, those kids, and they're not the only ones. I have students who come to every single service and I'll look at them like, I'm teaching the same lesson, guys. And they're like, "It's okay, it's okay." And then I have to tell them like, "Don't spoil my message," because I'll ask questions and they'll be like, "I know." And I'm like, "Yeah, because you were here two services already." And so it's like, what a dream come true that we are not forcing kids to go to church, but we like have to drag them out. Mm-hmm. Like, the environment that says, "I want to come an hour and a half early to your church," not like, "Where are you guys? You should be here." And so I think a little bit of this like honest conversation to have with ourselves sometimes is, if it's hard to get kids there, do you have a place and a space and a program that is designed for teenagers? Mm-hmm. Like, does a teenager show up and be like, "This is meant for me"? Like, right. Somebody had me in mind when they built this room, when they put this out, when they put a box of donuts here, mm-hmm. when they had hot chocolate and, you know, all these things. And I just think we have to be honest with ourselves of like, those aren't like the frills that make us non-spiritual. We are meeting the human need, right. You know, like, I think just look like,
and it should bring people in. It should funnel people towards the gospel. Exactly. It should funnel people towards Jesus.
If we were only doing that,
it would be a community center or a rec room or something like that. But yeah, everything, it's just designed to then bring people closer and closer to God.
So what's the alternative? No, we don't have any comforts and nobody comes.
No food, no chairs, because that would be comfortable. No bathrooms, definitely no bathrooms. It just needs to be four walls, maybe not even that. And a Bible and someone just reading out of it.
Yeah.
Don't give your commentary on any of it either, because it's got to be straight word for word. That's it.
Life is meant to be enjoyed. Church is meant to be enjoyed. I think we can be spiritual and enjoy ourselves at the same time. I think there's sometimes a guilt in the American church about it too, of just like, no, just strip it down and just, you know, and it's like, well, we have a lot competing here. Right. So if somebody's not being, their needs aren't being met, they've got a lot of options of where else to go. And we're going to meet their deepest need that they might not even know they have. So make them love coming and then just hose them with the truth, you know? And that's really my strategy for most things of like, you're going to love this place. You're going to love the relationships. You're going to enjoy being here. And then I'm going to just hose you with the truth. And that is when you'll realize that's what I really needed. Mm-hmm. But how do they know they really need that? I just got to get them here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So sort of my watered down strategy, overarching ministry strategy, I guess you could say.
I like it. Well, make sure you guys, if you're watching on YouTube, put in the comments below, what are some of the free time games and activities you use at your youth ministry that really build community? No question of the day, no comment of the day, just straight games. I know,
you're not meeting my need for fun. How dare you?
Watch a different episode and you can get that. So
boring.
Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. If you did get a lot of value out of this episode, make sure you like and subscribe, and we will see you next time.